Good evening. My name is Linda Kilbert, and on behalf of Regina Bollinger and the band, we welcome you to this special fall concert. We've got a lot of great tunes lined up for you tonight, everything from pop to patriotic to Broadway to classical. And we have some special guests doing some special, very talented numbers for you tonight as well. You heard us warm up on the gospel hymn Whispering Hope, written by Septimus Winter in 1868. And as a prelude, you were treated to music by our very own Sarah Toplitz on flute. Thank you again, Sarah. Well done. And of course, we opened the concert with the unmistakable anthem of the Lutheran Church, A Mighty Fortress, written by reformer and prolific hymn writer Martin Luther, sometime between 1527 and 1529. Our next selection was George Gershwin's Strike Up the Band, arranged for concert band by Warren Barker. Gershwin composed this song in 1927 for the musical of the same name, which poked fun at America's taste for war and military music. We continue now with a patriotic favorite from George M. Cohan. Yankee Doodle Boy was written by Cohan for his first full-length musical called Little Johnny Jones. The show opened in New York's Liberty Theater in November 1904 and ran for 52 performances. The song has been used in numerous other shows, including the 1942 Academy Award-winning film Yankee Doodle Dandy and in the 1969 Broadway smash hit George M. Get ready to tap your toes as we proudly play Yankee Doodle Boy. Next, we are proud to present our premier performance of a very challenging composition. Victory at Sea was a 26-part television documentary about America's naval involvement in World War II, with the background music composed by the well-known Broadway composer Richard Rodgers. The series premiered on Sunday, October 26, 1952, and received immediate acclaim. Through a wide range of documentary footage, it presented an overview of the war from the point of view of those who fought its naval battles. The program was the first opportunity many people had to piece together a broad overview of that two-ocean war from which the nation had just emerged only 7 years prior. Victory at Sea earned a Peabody Award from the National Association of Broadcasters, an Emmy for Best Public Affairs Program, and numerous other awards. Richard Rodgers' composition won him the U.S. Navy's Distinguished Service Award in 1953. Here is a medley of music from Victory at Sea, composed by Richard Rodgers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, please welcome a special saxophone trio to play Scherzino by Austrian composer Franz Joseph Haydn. Well done. That was excellent. A popular fife and drum melody is the basis for our next selection. Although probably an old Irish tune, The Girl I Left Behind Me became a popular British marching song under the title Brighton Camp. In the years before the American Revolution, it was often played when a British naval vessel set sail or an army unit left for service abroad. The Girl I Left Behind Me was adopted by the Americans and has become a traditional Army song, especially associated with the 7th Infantry. Today it is often used at the United States Military Academy at West Point as part of the medley for the cadets' final formation for graduation. Here is a delightful arrangement called Fantasy on an Early American Marching Tune. Thank you. Next, we have more amazing students. Here is a woodwind ensemble to play Passacaglia by French composer Andrean Barthe. Wow, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And now for something completely different. Next, we have a tribute to soul music with a medley of songs featuring the funky rhythms and blues sounds from artists that ruled the charts in the 1960s and 70s. Our medley includes Soul Man by Sam and Dave, In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding, and R-E-S-P-E-C-T by the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Here are their hits in a medley called Legends of Soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we have a song from The Drifters, an American rhythm and blues vocal group that produced a series of chart-topping hits from the early 1950s to the mid-1960s. This 1960 hit song would go on to spend 3 non-consecutive weeks at number 1 on the U.S. pop chart, in addition to logging 1 week atop the U.S. R&B chart. Here is Save the Last Dance for Me. One of Indiana's greatest composers was Bloomington native Hoagie Carmichael. Carmichael grew up in Indianapolis and attended Indiana University, receiving a law degree in 1926. But instead of law, aren't you glad he turned to music for his career, and in 1930 composed the jazz classic Georgia on My Mind, possibly written for his sister Georgia. The song was later recorded by Ray Charles and won Charles Grammy Awards for Best Male Vocal Recording and Best Pop Song Performance. Sit back and enjoy the mellow sounds of Hoagie Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind. We continue with music from Meredith Wilson, a composer of all sorts of music, including classical symphonies, television specials, musicals, and popular music such as the familiar Christmas tune, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. However, Wilson's most famous work is none other than The Music Man, which premiered on Broadway in 1957 and was adapted twice for film in 1962 and 2003. Our medley features such favorites as The Wells Fargo Wagon, Till There Was You, and 76 Trombones. I know you'll enjoy this. Here come selections from The Music Man.
Thank you.
We close our concert this evening with a song considered by many to be one of the most beloved patriotic songs of all time. Written in 1918 by Irving Berlin, it went unheard until it was broadcast two decades later on Armistice Day, 1938. Here is the touching Berlin classic, God Bless America. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't forget refreshments across the hall.